The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Soaking up the sun. It's that time of year. Got Memorial Day weekend coming up. Had a gorgeous weekend this past weekend. And today's looking like a Chamber of Commerce kind of day. Todd Thompson is here in the house, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, I should say. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Meg?
I'm pretty good for a Monday.
Right.
It was such a gorgeous weekend and just love living here in Pensacola. I mean, there's so many things to do. Baseball, the beach,
right.
Just it was great.
Yeah. No, it just continues. So many things going on. And like you said, the weather is continuing. Beautiful, like to call it Chamber of Commerce weather here.
Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
Exactly. And so, hopefully that continues all week and into the weekend so people can enjoy the long weekend. But it's just the momentum continues.
It's wonderful. So tell me, what's going on with the Pensacola Chamber? I know you've got, I saw last week, I guess, your leadership class graduated. Is that where they had their ceremony last week?
Yeah. So the LEAP class, Leadership Pensacola class of 2025, wrapped up. And we had graduation. Always an exciting event to wrap up the year. But so we'll be announcing the Leadership Pensacola Class of 2026 here very shortly.
Wow.
We've gone through the process, the selection process. And
I'm so glad I had the opportunity to do it. I was in the class of 24. And it was funny, as all the photos came up this past week on Facebook of the new class, one of my memories popped up of our class graduating. And I couldn't believe it had been a year.
Yeah.
It really has not felt like it was that long ago. And now we're shooting, going into it'll be 2 years ago.
Yeah, soon. Yeah. So
how many classes what number is this now total over the years?
It started in 1982.
Wow.
And we skipped, with COVID, that ended up being a 2-year class because they got sort of interrupted in the middle.
Right.
And so they, they came back the next year to finish that up. So, we're like class 43, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. What a legacy.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, Jerry Maygarden, who served as president for a while at the chamber, shared with me that he would go to conferences and chamber conferences and would run into people from, Dallas or Chicago or, these big cities, and would say he would hear from them that the reputation of Leadership Pensacola in these bigger cities is well known and respected. And it's just something that, we're very proud of because it's a program that, gives you that behind the scenes look at our entire community. And, so many of our leaders have gone through, if you look at the alumni and the, whether it's the politicians or the business leaders, community leaders, folks who work with nonprofits, all facets of our community, folks have gone through the program. So, very excited. The new class will be announced, and then they'll start their year in August and then go through until next May.
Well, I think last year, too, you brought a class in over from Alabama. They were trying to see. Wasn't that last year? They were trying to see what we did.
Yeah, and they came back this year.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, Leadership Huntsville came down, and they do their basically like their closing retreat and their graduation. So they stay out at the beach.
Oh, how fun.
And they spend 2 days. So they come in late in the afternoon, and then the next day they spend a full day. They go to the base. They come downtown and meet with, community leaders and explore downtown. And then they have their graduation that evening back out at the beach. So, they get kind of a sense of our community and what we're doing, and something we've talked about with them, maybe, reciprocating and going back up there with whether it's the LEAP class or some of our folks, from the chamber. But, a lot of similarities. They have a strong military presence like we do, strong business presence, and they're growing.
Only downside? they don't have a beach.
They don't have a beach, right? Yeah, I know that North Alabama, so they may be close to the mountains. You know, mm-hmm. probably a little bit cooler, but yeah, they do not have a beach.
No, they don't. So that was exciting when I saw that. But the chamber year round is so busy. So what have you got on your plate these days?
Yeah, so coming up this Wednesday, we have May's Workforce Wednesday. Lunch and learn.
Oh, those are always good.
Yes.
So how does that work in case someone's never gone?
Right. So we have two ways you can participate if you want. So we'll be in person at the chamber. $20 covers your lunch and you can come. Or we have a virtual option, which is free.
That's good.
But you do need to register.
Mm-hmm. So you could actually sit at your desk, have lunch, and participate.
Right.
That's a great thing.
Because, some people just can't get away. And
well, it's hard, especially if you work at the north end of the county or somewhere
right.
else. That makes sense.
Yeah. So so you can go on our website, pensacolachamber.com. You'll see we always have the scrolling events mm-hmm. on the front page. So that'll be on there. You just click on that and you can register. Just a little insight into this month's topic. It's an introduction to Zello for workforce engagement. So this is a way for your business to find out what jobs are out there or what people who are looking for jobs, how they can connect.
Mm-hmm.
This is an initiative with a partnership with the Department of Education, Florida Chamber Foundation, and CareerSource Florida. Also to provide K-12 students the access to a comprehensive program that enables them to explore in-demand careers and the incredible advancement opportunities available to them. So it's also,
that sounds really interesting.
At this time of year, you've got kids getting out of school. Mm-hmm. If they're old enough, they're looking for jobs. And,
sure, especially high school graduates and college
right,
graduates.
Right, right. And even, summer jobs for mm-hmm. kids still in high school. So this is an opportunity to learn about some of those resources and get connected. So.
And so what time is it and where is it again?
So 11:30 is when lunch would be served at our office at the Greater Pensacola Chamber, 418 West Garden Street on the fourth floor. Easiest landmark to find us is we're right across the street from Everman's on Garden Street.
Okay, and the elevator's working?
Elevator's working.
I remember there was a couple of weeks there that wasn't working.
Last summer was brutal because it was hot and the elevator wasn't working.
I remember.
And we all got into shape because we were taking the stairs for
four flights.
Couple months. But we're very appreciative that the elevator is brand new and working and... Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Good to go.
Well, that sounds like an interesting lunch and learn.
Yes.
That sounds great. What's up next?
So a little bit of a break. We've been very busy. Lots of events, lots of activities.
You just had the breakfast, which is a monthly event.
Yeah. I mean, the next one will be here before you know it. We do have a joint business after hours with the Gulf Breeze Chamber.
Oh, fun. Those are always fun. When is that?
So that's coming up on June 5th. Mm-hmm. That's a Thursday. At Living Waters Regenerative Medicine Center on Nightingale Lane. So that's always a great time because, you get to interact with, other chambers and get to see folks maybe you don't typically get to network with.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the joint chamber events because it really is great because a lot of times you don't get a chance to meet people from another part of the area. And when you think about Gulf Breeze, it's literally across the bridge.
Right.
This is not a big disconnect. So.
And I was talking about this with someone the other day, and you know this. I mean, you kind of get so busy in your own chamber mm-hmm. and you're doing so many things and people are like, well, don't you do things with other chambers all the time? It's like, no, it's just hard because you're just so many things that you're working on. But, we do take, we are intentional about, at least once or twice a year, mm-hmm. Let's do something together. Perdita always does a great multi-chamber event in the fall.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We do an event with the minority chamber. So we try, but, it's very busy.
Well, people don't realize.
It's hard to do a lot.
I remember I was so surprised when I moved to this area and found out that there's 13 different chambers of commerce in this area alone. So from here to over to Destin, Fort Walton, they all have chambers. But in Pensacola, we have, five? Perdido Key, Pensacola Beach, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Chamber, Gulf Breeze, I mentioned that one.
We have the Minority Chamber.
Minority Gulf Coast Minority Chamber, Santa Rosa County Chamber,
right.
Pace Chamber. So, and then Navar.
Yeah. They used to have two. Now, right? Now they're back down to one.
So, it is. It's interesting because there's so many different ones. So people assume that we're all part of the same company.
Right.
Excuse me, or organization. And like you said, they're each autonomous.
Right. Right.
So we do try to do things together, but everybody's got their own events, their own agendas, and their own community that they're trying to serve.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So, but, and then right after that, we will have June's Good Morning Pensacola, back out at Scenic Hills Country Club, and, you know, another great opportunity to network.
I want to go, but I'm here.
I know.
I'm missing out on the breakfast.
Yeah.
Because those are always fun.
Yeah. There are always folks who are like, yeah, I've got to work or, you know, as mornings are tough.
But. Yeah. But then there's the business after hours. So you can get to those.
So we try to have, you know, plenty of different opportunities for folks. You know, if you can't go in the morning, hopefully you can go after work or, you know, we have the lunch and learn at lunch. So we try to provide opportunities, you know, for folks.
So if you're not a member of the chamber, can you come to one of these events to check it out?
So, yeah, you know, for like Good Morning Pensacola, it is a little bit more if you're not a member.
That just pays for the breakfast, really.
Right, right. And but it gives you an opportunity to see what it's all about, you know, see if that's, you know, you want to explore being a member. Mm-hmm. I mean, typically people who come to Good Morning Pensacola, once they experience that, they're ready. they want to be a member. So
that's true.
It's a great event, usually about 130 people. Great networking, you know, great program. We always recognize the Small Business of the Month.
Oh, nice.
Nonprofit of the Month. And if you're a new member, you get to come up and do your 30-second pitch about your business, who you are, how people can get in touch with you, your services.
That's great.
So that's, you know, that's a great benefit. You know, and like I said, you know, a captive audience of about 130 people. So, you know, they get to know you right off the bat.
It's a great networking event. And it's funny because right before COVID, there was sort of a little bit of a downturn. People were sort of tired of the social networking kind of stuff. And they'd gotten to where they were really enjoying being on their computers, emailing, texting, all that. Because that was kind of new.
Right.
When COVID hit and we couldn't be together, I noticed when everybody got back, all of a sudden, everybody couldn't wait for the social networking, to shake hands, to hug, to be with people and talk to them in person. We really miss that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's really, like you said, since we've come back from COVID, people just, they want to be out. They want to be together. They want to be networking in person. And it's been great to see.
I just don't think you can replace the value of a handshake.
Right.
When you meet someone, hand them your business card still. And I know I'm old school, old fashioned, but something about that eye-to-eye connection and relationship so that you recognize the person and you see them out at another event or something like that, and you start to build that network of business partners.
Yep. Yeah.
Goes a long way.
It really does. It really does. And one thing I want to make sure people also know. So we were scheduled to have our legislative wrap-up lunch this week.
Oh, okay.
But because of the extension of session and things aren't finished yet, we don't know exactly what, you know, we wouldn't have anything to report right now.
Right, no, they're not done.
Right, so we're looking at the end of June to do that. Hopefully they'll be wrapped up with the budget and everything by then, and we'll have, you know, some things to report on. But, you know, just if people were, because this is typically the time of year when we have this event, and we had a date in mind, but, you know, we've had to move that. So
I've attended that before. It's always very interesting and informative. It really is.
Yeah.
To know what the state legislature is doing.
Yeah. Gray Robinson, who has a law firm and lobbying firm, and they just opened up an office here in Pensacola on South Palafox. Mm-hmm. They always have a team of their lobbyists come to town and, really break down what happened on the kind of on the broad scale, but then breaking it down, you know, how do certain bills or the budget impact the business community, and then giving specifics on Northwest Florida, you know, budget items, specific bills, how they might impact us here. So they do a great job. I just have to wait a little bit longer before.
Check out the website, because I'm sure you'll post it. And also get on your newsletter.
Yeah.
Because you used to send out a newsletter and emails on a regular basis.
Right. So we have a couple that go out every week. One that goes out on Monday is from the president's desk. That's usually just a few things that I want to put out. And then Friday, we always have member news.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a member, you get to post. If you have an event or an announcement or, you know, something like that, you can put that on member news, and it'll go out to about 6,000 email addresses. Even if you're not a member of the chamber, you can get those emails, but you have to be a member of the chamber to put an announcement or, you know, any information on it. So if you want to add, you know, if you want to be added to that distribution list, you can email your contact information to news@pensacolachamber.com, and we can add you to the list, and you can see, you know, what's going on with the chamber. Yeah, some of the benefits, one is, you know, being able to put your information on member news. Another chamber benefit, if you're a member, you get to put your events on our community calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a lot of requests from folks who aren't members, like, hey, we've got, you know, this mm-hmm. event coming up or that event. And we're like, you got to be a member to put it on our calendar. And it gets a lot of hits. It gets a lot
of
people.
Great reference.
Checking out, you know, what's going on. So another great benefit for being a chamber member to be able to put your events on there.
And then again, all of these networking events and just being able to keep up with the latest news. And then you have a lot of different committees and things that work on different issues in the area. What are some of the things that, if someone was interested, that they might want to get involved with?
Right.
Because you have ambassadors. That's
we have our ambassadors.
The fun things with the red coats.
Yep. So if you go to one of our events and you see someone in a red coat, this time of year they have the red polos because mm-hmm. it's getting warm.
Right.
But they are ambassadors. They're volunteers who, you know, they work at our events. They help, you know, anytime that we need some assistance. But great group of folks, very energetic.
I'm a little surprised about the red coats, though, because I'm looking at your shirt right now. It looks like, is that a gator on that shirt?
Yeah.
So I'm surprised it's not like a blue and orange, since this is Florida.
See,
for me, red's great because,
right.
you know, Georgia Bulldog and everything. Yeah. And of course, there's Alabama too. So right. I mean, I'm just wondering how that red happened.
I don't. You know, that's a good question.
We got to find out.
That predates my time.
Oh, it's been forever, as
yeah,
long as
yeah.
I can remember.
So I don't know where.
20 plus years, I want to say.
Right. I don't know where that started. Maybe I can try to dig through the archives and find out.
I'd say a Georgia fan, but probably an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
You know. You never know. But they are a fun group.
Yeah. So, yeah, we love our ambassadors. They're fantastic. We have something that we're kind of revamping and getting cranked up again is our military morale committee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to provide some support and resources for obviously, you know, the current active military, but also those men and women who are going to be retiring soon,
mm-hmm.
and helping them, you know, how do you write a resume that works for, you know, an employer looking to hire you?
Making that transition from
right.
military to civilian. Yeah, yeah, that would be really helpful.
Right. How do you, you know, do an interview? So, you know, some of that transition work, but also some things on base, you know, maybe doing some cookouts or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting that ramped up here in the next few months. And just so if you're interested in supporting our military, which we all are, because it's an important part of our economy. And, you know, those are the folks who are keeping us safe and free. And we just, you know, want to show our appreciation for everything that they do.
So they have several committees that are active in the community. So where can someone go if they're interested?
Yeah. So just contact us at the chamber, 475-4999 is the phone number. Megan Boggs is currently the person who's overseeing that, but we'll be bringing on some new people soon that'll be overseeing those committees. But yeah, it's a great opportunity, and we're also kind of starting up a sponsorship membership committee that'll help. We try to get all of our sponsorships in the fall, so mm-hmm. we know, you know, how much we have to spend on budgets and what types of events we're going to do. So,
and that's sponsorship of events like the breakfast and the after hours
right.
and things like that. So a business can get their name out there.
Right. And that's, yeah. So we try to sell all of that in the fall. So we know for the next calendar year, you know, who's going to be sponsoring what.
Mm-hmm.
They know what benefits they get. That helps us plan the year.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. So we only have about 4 or 5 minutes left, Todd. So anything we haven't mentioned that you wanted to talk about today?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been a busy time of year. There's been a lot going on, and you know, just always like to say I appreciate our members and the support that they provide us. You know, we are here to support the business community and you know, do those things. You know, workforce, economic development, military. You know, support those areas that have such a huge impact on our economy. You know, we're seeing a lot of positive momentum.
Oh my goodness!
You know, things are growing. Yeah, you see the need for housing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're keeping an eye on that. That's a big issue. It's a hard one to solve, but we know it's one that you know that is important.
You have partnerships with a lot of people in the community too,
right?
So it's Career Escarosa, this different groups that are very involved. So. That's another way you have outreach into the community, being supportive of so many other organizations,
right.
Not to mention all the nonprofits you support and so many others.
Yeah. And so the other thing that's a little, you know, it's on the horizon a little bit, but it'll be here before you know it. So we have the 4th of July fireworks.
Yes.
In downtown Pensacola. So this will be the third year that the Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals have collaborated on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we are taking, so if you're a vendor or a food truck or someone like that that wants to sign up to be down there for the fireworks on July 4th, you can go again on our website. You can find the form for that and get signed up. We've already had quite a few food trucks already sign up. So that'll be another, you know, great event. It'll be here before you know.
I mean, Memorial Day
coming up, and then not too long after that, it's July 4th. But
yeah,
it's always coming up. Always exciting. You know, it's,
and then there's the Blue Angels weekend.
Yeah, I mean, right after. So it's just you know,
it's action packed month in July.
Right. Yeah, doesn't slow down.
No, it doesn't. But you do a great job. You've got so many people that are involved in the community. And if someone wanted to join, there's different membership levels.
Right.
So there's something for everybody, really.
Yeah. And again, you can go on our website at PensacolaChamber.com. You can see the levels. You can see the benefits that go with each level. Or you can reach out to Willa Licata at our office, 475-4999. And she will be happy to explain all the great benefits that go along with it. You know, as a new member, you get a ribbon cutting at your office, at your business, that we live stream on our social media channels, that, you know, we do the ribbon. And it's really just, it's more of like an event.
Mm-hmm.
We have music and fun and do the ribbon cutting. Then we have an interview that goes live.
Right.
So you get to, you know, talk about your business, where you're located, your services, everything you do. So
it's
a lot of great benefits for being a chamber member.
All right. So with the hat that you wear, or the many hats that you wear, what is your favorite thing about being the president CEO of the Pensacola Chamber? Because you've been doing it how many years now?
Six
years.
Yeah.
And there's typically about a 3 year for chamber execs. Yeah. A lot of
so
them
I've
either last
up.
They either last 30 years or they're in and out in a couple of years. So myself included.
Yeah.
So tell me what you love the most.
You never really know what's going to happen day to day.
That's true. You're never bored.
Yeah. You never know the phone call or the text or email you're going to get saying, hey, we're working on this. Can you help us out?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, this is happening and can you be a part of it? So, you know, there's never a day where you're just sitting at your desk twiddling your thumbs, you
no.
know? I mean, it is.
That's the laugh of recognition right here. No,
right.
We don't have those days.
Yeah, you've lived it. So,
no, you don't have those days at all.
But it's just a great way to be, you know, a part of the community. You know, we get to be involved with everything that's going on and trying to support the business community, the community at large.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's, you know, day to day, you never know. And the last thing you want to do is say, oh, today's going to be a slow day.
Oh, no,
and that's when the world explodes.
So, that's right.
As in the chamber world, you do not say it's going to be a slow
day. Well, if you're new to the community, or maybe if you've even been in the community a long time, connecting with your local Chamber of Commerce, with the Greater Pensacola Chamber, is truly one of the quickest ways to get connected, to help grow your business. And that's the value of the networking, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the vast majority of our members are small businesses, and that's what we want to do is get those folks connected, get them the resources they need so they can grow their business.
All right. Why don't you give that phone number? You got a Facebook page, website one more time.
Yeah. PensacolaChamber.com, 475-4999, all on the social media channels as well. Check us out.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd Thompson, President and CEO with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for being here, Todd, on a Monday. Always good to see you. Love Chambers of Commerce. I have a soft spot for you.